Hi, Mark Olsey here. Welcome back to the Pledge Talk online mini course, where you are learning a how-to for when communication really matters.
So far, we have talked about the first four steps in the Pledge Talk process. Pause, listen, echo, and disarm. Now, the next time you experience a moment when communication matters, you will know the exact steps to take to stay connected and move the conversation in a good direction. In this video, I'm going to talk about the fifth step. It's the G in the word pledge and stands for the word give. Here's what most people say at this point when I train them in pledge talk. So I get it. I'm with you so far, Mark. In order to have peace in my relationships and make a good connection when I communicate, I have to pause and remind myself of my pledge to value others above myself. I have to be willing to set my agenda aside in order to listen well and genuinely understand the person I'm talking to. And when I do, I need to echo back to clarify and make sure I heard correctly. And if I did hear correctly, then it's important that I validate what was said, which ultimately disarms the tension between us if we are in a conflict. That all makes sense. I'm with you. I know now what to do the next time I find myself in conflict. And I know how to connect better with my spouse and my kids. But what do I do with my thoughts and my views that are different than what I just heard from the other person? When do I get to share my side of things? Great question. That's where step number five comes into play, which is give. As I begin to explain this step, we have to go back and remind ourselves of the fundamental underlying premise for any good conversation, and especially when resolving conflict. Here's the premise. We have to value others above ourselves. There is a universal problem that gets in the way of good communication. We are all inflicted with it. Here's the problem. We naturally think first of ourselves before we think of others. Now, take two people who have this problem, put them together in the midst of a conflict, and guess what? More conflict! Why? Because both are thinking more of themselves rather than each other. And as long as this is the case, they will never connect. They will never find peace between them. This is how it happens. A wife is upset about something and tells her husband like it is, the moment she sees him at the close of their day. No time to pause and let her emotions dial down. Rather, she thinks to herself, I don't care what he thinks. I'm going to tell him exactly how I feel. After all, he wants me to be honest. And later that day, when she does tell him, he reacts back, accusing her of always being on the attack. And things just escalate from there. Neither one of them even got past first base. Before long, both will accuse the other of never listening. If things don't change, they will live disconnected lives or head for the divorce court, claiming they have fallen out of love. And I shake my head thinking, nope. They didn't fall out of love. They simply failed to love. They failed to understand the fundamental premise for good communication. We must value others above ourselves. So how does this relate to pledge talk? Once we choose to value others above ourselves, we must understand that there is order to a good conversation. And order to follow when talking through a conflict. We know this to be true in the back of our minds, but we need to bring it to the front of our minds and follow it. And that order is pause, listen, echo, disarm, and then give. When my daughter shared her frustration about feeling I had treated her like a child, I knew the first thing I had to do was to pause, to dial down my emotions, and remind myself to value her above me. Secondly, I knew I had to listen to understand. Thirdly, I had to echo back to clarify. And fourthly, to validate her concerns, which had the effect of disarming the conflict. Only after I did the first four steps would I be able to do the fifth, which is then to give my thoughts and my perspective. You see, only after my daughter felt heard, respected, and loved by me would she feel ready to value me in the same way. It's another one of those principles we learned in kindergarten. Taking turns. We have to take turns valuing each other. One shares their concern while the other listens, echoes, and disarms. Then roles are switched, and the one originally sharing now listens, echoes, and disarms. When my daughter took her turn to listen and I shared my perspective, she grew in her understanding of my heart and my intentions. Together, we had a whole new way of understanding what had taken place between us. We appreciated each other in a deeper way, not only because of this understanding, but because of how we went about gaining it. We followed the Pledge Talk process of valuing each other above ourselves. Here's your challenge this week. In conversations, don't be so quick to get your words in. Instead, focus on listening, echoing, and validating. And if you are in a conflict of any kind or to any degree, let the other person give their perspective first. Wait your turn to give your thoughts after you have first valued theirs. One final word of caution. This may all sound easier than it really is. Don't give up. Keep working at it. When processing conflict, you may find that you need to hit the pause button several times throughout the process to keep your emotions down, your brain on, and your heart in the right place of valuing the other. That's okay. It's much better to pause and pause again and pause again if you need to than doing things the old way. See you again in tomorrow's video.